This is KRA News. I'm Rick Holter. Dr. Robert Anderson is just back from a 7,000-mile house call. The North Texas plastic surgeon spent more than a week in Lebanon tending to displaced Syrians. We caught up with him shortly after he got back at his Fort Worth office. Robert Anderson, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you.
Most of us only hear or read stories about Syrian refugees, maybe see a little video. What's it like there up close?
Up close, it's devastating. When you see what mankind does to mankind, and you see the ravages in children caused by decisions that adults make, it's heart-rending.
It's so hard to get your head around a six-year civil war, 200,000 people dead, some hospitals bombed, others shuttered. These people you're treating, what do they tell you?
Well, they tend to be fairly stoic. You see the love that the parents have for the children. Their love for their children is no different than the love we have for our children, and they have the same sorts of concerns. You see mothers who are concerned about scars on their daughters, which might make their daughters unmarriageable. I had a young boy who was burned at age 7 months. He lost his left hand and lower forearm. He lost a lot of his hair, and his face was horribly disfigured. And the love that the father showed after the surgery, just so concerned about whether or not his son was okay. And then when he leaned down to kiss his child, it almost made me want to cry.
How different is what you do there compared to what you do here?
Well, here in the States, my practice is mainly cosmetic surgery and then facial reconstruction after people have had cancer surgery. So I have a wealth of experience reconstructing complex facial wounds. So that really lends itself well to treating people who've been injured by bombs and flame burns.
So what types of surgeries do you do?
The vast majority of the patients we treated were children, as young as 18 months, as old as 16, 18 years. They all had injuries either related to bombs or fuel exploding or cooking accidents where hot milk, soup, water ended up being spilled on the child. We treated one lady who was 34 years old who had a facial burn when she was 10, and it had caused a significant problem and had never been treated. So she came in just hoping that something could be done, and fortunately we were able to help her with that.
Was there a moment in this trip, maybe a tough situation, that made you say, wow, this is why I'm here?
I think it was probably a young boy who had a burn scar contracture of his arm so that he couldn't extend his arm out. It was flexed to about 90 degrees at the elbow. We straightened out the arm, put a skin graft on his elbow. After surgery, we went through this extensive list of post-operative instructions. And when we got finished, the interpreter said, "You understand they live in a tent."
A tough place to stay sterile. And
very tough. If you're walking on dirt, you've got dust being stirred up all the time, there's no adequate shower or bathing facilities, dressing changes might be a problem. So those are all things that you have to consider when you're working in this type of environment.
What's the one thing that Americans don't know about Syria that you think they should?
I think any time you see the devastation that's caused by a civil war, we lose track of what's happening when we see numbers. Like, for example, in the Rwandan genocide, when over 1 million people were killed, it's a million people, but each one of those people is a person. Each one of those numbers is a person. And so going over and seeing this firsthand, when I see reports about the Syrian conflict, it's not just 1 million people displaced into Lebanon or 4.5 million people that have left the country or 11 million people that have been internally or externally displaced. These are human beings who are really suffering. And when they leave, they take what bare necessities they can with them. And so I think that sometimes Americans get callous to all these numbers we hear, and we stop thinking about them as people.
Dr. Robert Anderson, just back after a trip to Lebanon to treat Syrian refugees. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you. My pleasure.